five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, on the roof of the burning warehouse, where Tim has been ordered to break through the roofing to release the pent-up smoke and gas, so that the men from the engine companies can carry hose lines right to the seat of the fire. Every moment counts. But here's a message that's too important to wait. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the roof of the burning warehouse where you remember Tim Collins, rookie fireman, just a moment ago, began searching for the fireman he is supposed to relieve. He can see a shaft of smoke rising from the other end of the roof where the hook and ladder man smashed the skylight. But as the wind rises, the smoke smothers him in a billowing cloud.
Murphy! Hey, Murphy! Oh, gotta work up into that smoke. Can't see anything here. Hey, Murphy, sound off. Here's your relief. Ooh. Oh, what's that? Oh, an axe. Murphy dropped it. Hey, Murphy, where are you? Sound off. I can't find you. Oh, good grief. Here he is. He's out cold. Oh, let's see. This axe and can opener, I'll drop him right here. Hope I can find him again. I'll get my arms under him. A good man. He has a coil of rope fastened to the tools and let it pay out behind us. Okay, Murphy. Here we go. I'm going to lift you. Up we go, Murphy. Up. Now to work. Through the smoke. Up into the wind, Murphy. We'll get behind the smoke there. Oh. Now it's thinning out. I can see daylight. There's the edge of the roof.
Edge of the roof?
Yeah. Yeah, we're almost there, Murphy. Hey, you answered me.
Who are you?
I'm your relief. Oh, but never mind now. I'll sit there. Now I'll sit there and breathe.
All right, I'm all right, kid. I'm all right.
You will be soon. I'll haul in the axe and the can opener and let you down to the ground on the line. You need a little first aid, Murphy.
First aid your foot. I'm a smoke eater from way back. Who are you?
Tim Collins, your relief.
Relief? I don't need any relief. What I need is an extra pair of hands. There's heat building up under this roof, Collins. We've got to let it out.
I found you right at the hot spot. That's where you ought to break through.
Right. Come on, Collins. I'll show you how to use that can opener.
All right. Hey, Murphy, take it easy.
My legs gave out.
Yeah, well, you'll be all right in a minute. You sit here and clear out the rest of that smoke from your lungs.
You know what to do? You punch through the roof and work ahead of the smoke so the wind pulls it out like the drafts in a chimney.
Yeah, I know. Work right into the smoke, even if it chokes me. All right, when you're ready, you come ahead. I'll leave the lifeline so you can find me.
Kennedy.
Yes, sir?
Who's that man up on the roof? That isn't young Collins.
Why, that's Murphy, Chief Cody. Looks as if he got a lung full of smoke.
Now he's moving around. He's all right. He's trying his arms and legs.
He's an old-timer, Chief. Sooner breathe smoke than air, some of these old truckmen. Sir, the boys with the hose lines at the back of the warehouse...
Haven't they hit that tire yet?
The fire door on the third floor blew out just after Collins climbed past him.
What's keeping them? Why haven't they gone into that third floor at the back?
Smoke's too heavy, rolling down the stair shaft. Four men have been carried out. They can't get in until the hook and ladder boys open up the roof.
They'll give Collins and Murphy a minute more. If they don't control the situation by then, send some more men up a ladder.
Yes, sir. Danvers, Garrison, stand by at the truck.
And Lieutenant Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Was anybody in the warehouse when the fire began? Are all workmen accounted for?
All but the watchman, sir. We cleared the first and second floors.
If he was on the third, he's past carrying now.
He may have been on the fourth, right above the fire, but that's full of smoke, Chief, even if the flames haven't yet broken through.
If he is on the fourth floor, it's up to Collins and Murphy, and they'd better move fast.
Here are the tools, thanks to this lifeline. I'd never find them if I... I'd better leave the axe lash to the line. We may have to haul it out. Oh, blast that smoke. Oh, come on, can opener. Let's get going and get this over with. Let's rip it up. Lucky I didn't run into a beam. There she's coming now. Another line... straight as I can make it. Get the point under. Pry it up. There she goes. That did it. Murphy! Murphy!
I'm a young
man. Got you, kid. Now don't talk. Try not to breathe. I'll drag you.
Okay.
Okay. I can breathe now.
That's better, kid. Look, the smoke is going up. The wind is taking the web away from us. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, Murphy.
Not in the day's work, kid. You pull me out, I pull you out. How are your legs?
Oh, all right. I'm fine now. Look, Murphy, we better get down into that fourth floor.
Right. Though anything alive in there probably isn't by now.
Yeah, but that shaft is smoking like a chimney. We'd better move as fast as we can. Stick together.
We can make it. Smoke is thinning out. It's finding the way to that other chimney you cut in the roof.
Yeah. All right, all set, Murphy. Here's the stair shaft.
Yeah. Let's go. Now down the stairs, fast. All right. Here's the landing. Hit the deck.
Right beside you. There's the door. Better feel it before we open it.
Yeah, let's see. It's hot, but not too hot.
Yeah, well, here's hoping that door isn't locked. Reach up and see.
Right.
Now watch it now. If that door's going to blow open...
Look, straight back along the wall, Collins. Right up against the wall where the door is. I'll stay on this side so if the door blows out, we won't be in line with it.
All right. Here, take my can opener. Maybe you can...
Yeah, I'll reach up with a point. Juggle the latch... Look out!
Look out for what? It's all right. There's no gas behind that door.
Okay, let's go. Now keep your head down near the floor.
Yeah, it's hot as an oven. But it's cleaner to breathe. Come on. We better crawl in there.
Yeah. Now keep down and follow me. This place is full of crates and boxes.
Yeah.
If we get separated, make for the side wall and find a window. That's where I'm heading now.
Okay, I get it. We smash out the windows and then look around.
What's that, Collins? What'd you say?
Oh, me? I thought that was you.
Hey, listen.
Huh? Hey, there's somebody calling. Murphy, there's somebody in here. Over that way, away from the windows.
Come on over.
No, Murphy, over that way. More to your left.
Never mind that. First, we smash out the windows, clear the air, and then look around.
No, not me. I'm going to find that man and pull him out.
Collins, hold it right where you are.
The heck I will. That man, he must be almost done for.
Somebody can't move.
I'm going to get you out. I'm going to get him out, Murphy.
Yeah, who's going to get you out?
Huh?
You heard me. We need air, Collins. We got to smash those windows and get air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Murphy, you're right. I just lost my head.
Then save your breath and follow me.
Oh, just hold on, whoever you are. Hold on, we'll come for you. Soon as we can.
Here's the first one. Back, Collins. Look out for my axe. I'm gonna swing.
Crawling through the smoke-filled fourth floor of the warehouse, crawling along the floor, because even the superheated air at that level is better to breathe than the smoke and fumes, Tim Collins follows Murphy to the line of windows, even though off in the murk and gloom, they hear distant cries for help. Will they be in time to locate the source of those terrified calls for aid before fire breaks through from the floor below? We'll find out in the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you ought to know. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. You are to close your eyes and imagine that you're in bed in your own home. Now, in case of emergency, how many safe lines of escape can you picture? How would you leave your own room, and how would you lead others to safety? Think it over and plan safe escape routes for your family in case of need. Just as, at school, your teachers plan the shortest, quickest escape routes for you. That is all. So long, firefighters. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back tomorrow at the same time and the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.